days and everything else. But we're back to our usual routines as church, more or less. So we're all in together this morning. All of our activities together will be shared in here, and J Team groups start again next Sunday. This morning we're coming back to Isaiah. Earlier on in the year, before we took our break on Isaiah over the August period, we were looking at this question in Isaiah. God's mission, does it matter? That's a big question. The answer ought really to be obvious. But the reason why we're looking at the question is we want to understand why we say that the answer is obvious. God's mission, does it matter? So we're here today in Isaiah 43 and thinking particularly about a sense of new beginnings and what does God want to say to us as individuals and as church in the midst of all of that. To help us get into this morning, Becky is going to come and read some verses from Isaiah 43 to us. So they'll be up on the screen as well. I'll hold this if you like.
Isaiah 43. The Lord God who created you says, do not be afraid, I will save you. I am the Lord your God, and you are precious to me. Do not be afraid, I am with you. You are my witnesses because I chose you to serve me. I am God and always will be. Do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do.
Thank you, Becky. Some important words there in that part of Isaiah, and that's a bit of a summary of the whole of Isaiah 43, and some important words that we're going to be thinking about together this morning. Now, the first words that Becky read just then were, the Lord God who created you. Hang on, Sam, can you turn it on? Is it turned on?
In the beginning, the earth was in total darkness.
What I need you to do, just for a moment, is to close your eyes tight or put your hands over your eyes, because turning the lights off, even all the lights, doesn't make it complete darkness like those words just said, do they? I need you to join in with this, okay? Trust me. Close your eyes and think about the words that were just said. In the beginning, the earth was in total darkness.
In the beginning, the earth was in total darkness.
Just keep your eyes shut. So, in the beginning, the earth was in total darkness. So what now? What's going to happen now? What's going to go on in that total darkness?
The Spirit of God was there. God was moving and creating. The darkness turned to light. God saw everything he had created, and it was very good.
In the beginning was total darkness. For some of you, have just been experiencing then something going on around you. If you weren't picked to be poked or pushed or nudged, that took some of you by surprise, then that's what was going on. That's what I asked some of the children to do. In the beginning was total darkness. What was going on? The words that Sam just read then were that the Spirit of God was there. Something was going on. Something was moving. But taking us by surprise, scaring us? No, the Spirit of God was there, and God created everything, and it was very good. If we keep our eyes shut, and we don't pay attention to what God is doing, we're going to miss it, aren't we? If we stay closed off and can't see the blessings that God gives to us, if we don't pay attention to what God is doing in our lives, we won't see all the good that God is holding out to us.
Says, I am the Lord your God. You're precious to me. Do not be afraid. I am with you.
So which of us would prefer to live in darkness and not see and not be able to pay attention to what God is doing for us and in us and through us? Which of us would prefer not to be able to see all of that rather than knowing that the Lord our God says to us, "You're precious to me. Do not be afraid. I am with you." Which of us would choose to ignore those words? "You are precious to me. Do not be afraid. I am with you." We wouldn't do it, would we? We wouldn't want, if we knew that there was an alternative, we wouldn't choose to stay in that place of darkness where we can't see God and know God. You know, in Isaiah 43, it begins to remind us that when we think about God in our lives today, when we think about God in our lives right now, we're thinking about the same God who's always been there, the same Creator God who has always been there, the same God who has been blessing us, guiding us, protecting us, sustaining us in our lives. This is what the beginning of Isaiah 43 is calling us towards remembering, to be thinking about, to be reflecting. So how do we respond? How will we as God's people respond to that reminder of God saying to us, "You are precious to me. You're precious to me. I am the Lord your God. Do not be afraid. I am with you." You know, even when things in our lives are really hard going and we feel completely challenged and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone later on after that, even then, we still have those same words of promise. "I am the Lord your God. You're precious to me. I'm with you. I'm protecting you, sustaining you, guiding you, strengthening you." So how will we respond then? Well, we respond as God's people in worship, don't we? Don't we? We respond in worship. We respond in exuberant praise and worship and adoration of our God. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing now. We're going to sing a hymn together, praise to